As we conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of Shiurim on Hidden Mitzvah, the Sha'as HaTshuvas Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Zayin was asked the following question. You have an individual who always uses, as the Halacha tells us, olive oil for Neris Chanukah. It's the Mitzvah Min HaMivcha. One night there was an individual who didn't have any olive oil available. And since he didn't have any olive oil available, he started preparing regular candles to light. As he's preparing those candles, he set up his menorah. He didn't actually light the Chanukah lech yet. A olive oil became available to him. So he says, you should light with the regular candles. Once you started using the candles, it's bizarre to the mitzvah, it's an embarrassment to the mitzvah if you'll now go use something else. The Chacham Tzvi, Shaul Shuvah's Chacham Tzvi, disagrees. He says that until you actually light the candles, it's not considered that you have fulfilled the mitzvah, and therefore, even though you set up your menorah with wax candles, you could switch to oil if you haven't lit them yet. Ramosha in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Or Chaim Chelik Beis Simen Lamed Zayin, uses this Gemara to discuss a very interesting shaila. He says that somebody took out the wrong Sefer Torah from the Oren. It was a day that they were going to read from the Sefer Torah. And there are different Sefer Torah in the Oren Kodesh. And there's one Sefer Torah that's designated to be used for this Kriyas HaTorah. And this person accidentally took out the wrong Sefer Torah. Can he return that Sefer Torah in order to take out the right one? So, at first glance, according to the Chacham Tzvi, who tells us that until you actually fulfill the mitzvah, it's not considered that you've actually done the mitzvah. So here they haven't begun to learn yet from the Sefer Torah. One should be allowed to change Sefer Torah. But then he says that the comparison is incorrect. Why? He says, because as we said at the beginning of the shiur, oil is preferable to wax candles. And since oil is preferable to wax candles, one should prefer to use the oil, even though he prepared the wax candles. There is no preference, however, by one Sefer Torah over the other Sefer Torah. So you don't have the Chacham Tzvi's heter. However, he says, if we think about this question, there are really two other factors that are to be considered. On one hand, there's a factor which the halacha takes very seriously, the fact of tircha de tzibura. And there's a tircha de tzibura involved. We're going to have to wait when we took out the wrong Sefer Torah to get to the right place. On the other hand, by Sefer Torah, there's a concept of begomershal sefer, that if we take back the sefer, we put back the Sefer Torah, people are going to say that there must have been something wrong with that sefer, and therefore this question is a totally different question. And Ramosha says, since there's a good explanation for either, whatever we'll do, we could do whatever we want. As we have been learning, it's very clear, and we learned together the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Reish Nun Vav. There's the best example that the Rishonim, the primary example that the Rishonim give when we speak about Hidden Mitzvah, is the example of an esrog. And that a question that the Paiskim discussed, that I saw the Paiskim discuss, somebody went and he bought an esrog. He bought the nicest esrog that he could afford, that he could find. And then he also, somebody sent him a gift, or somebody is able to lend him a nicer esrog. What is more important? Should he, what, so there's a hidden mitzvah to use a nicer esrog. So what should he do? So parenthetically, I saw that from Aaron Leib Shteyman in the Sefer Ayal Sashachar, he makes a very interesting point. He says that if somebody doesn't have his own esrog, and he's borrowing an esrog from someone else, here the mitzvah dictates that he should borrow the nicest esrog that he could find. But here we, Baruch Hashem, referring to an individual who bought an esrog, but he got as a gift a nicer one. Which one should he, or he could borrow a nicer one. So there's Kutzer Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Yud, Paskins, that it's better they should use someone else's, which is nicer. He says you should still have your own esrig, so that you should have him available to do the Anuim by Hallel, and be able to go around the Akofis by the Hoshanis, but still, when you want to fulfill the mitzvah, borrow a nicer one. Not all Paiskim agree with that. Many Paiskim are of the opinion that you should use the esrog that you bought yourself, that you actually own. The Sefer Kaf HaChaim in Oyre Chaim Simen Chof Dalid Sif Kotten Gimel says that as we're discussing the Halach of Hid Mitzvah, when one has to be careful that the talus that he wears should always be clean. He says, if, as we've discussed in our previous year, here the mitzvah applies to a talus now, so a person should be careful to have a nice talus. The Paiskim also discuss the halacha of here the mitzvah that we're saying in our Gemara, that one is supposed to spend up to a shlish for a hid the mitzvah. Is one allowed to use nicer money for a hid the mitzvah? The Shaul's of Tshuvas, Tzbetzel HaChochma, Chelek Dalad, Simen Kuf Samach Dalad, says that if when you designated the Maisa money, you had in mind that you're not going to only use it for tztokah, you could use it for hidden mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Sefer Halicha Shlomo says that if somebody designated a certain amount of money for an esrog, and he's not prepared to spend from his own money, he's not able to spend from his own money more for an esrog, then he could use, and then he finds a nice esrog, he could use Maisa money for that esrog. Ramosha Sternbuch in the Shiles of Chuvas and Hoggis, Chelik Beis, Simen Tov Samaches, says someone who always gives Meiser to Tztoka, to poor people, may not use the Meiser money for Hidda Mitzvah. The Gemara here concludes, B'marava Amri Mishmeid Rab Zeira, At Shlish Mishaloi, Mekan Ve'elech Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the many shot him in this Gemara. Rashi explains that Mishloi, the first third that a person spends on Hid Mitzvah, person won't get schar in this world. As the Gemara says, Hayoyim la soysam, veloy la hayoyim little scharam. We don't get schar for the mitzvahs we perform in this world. We get schar in the Olam HaEmes. But if a person spends more than a third, then he will get schar in the he'll get schar ba'olam hazeh. The Namuki Yosef says that pshat in the Gemara is a little differently. He says, if a person is of limited means, so he should spend the shlish for a mitzvah. He should try to put in the extra effort. He should try to put in the extra effort to fulfill a mitzvah, even though it means that he has to strain himself. But more than that, he need not spend. So it comes out that according to the Mukhe Yosef, if he's Baruch Hashem, a wealthy person, then he should spend even more than a third for he should spend even more than a third for a hider mitzvah if he can do so. I saw a very nice pshat in Rashi's pshat that for a hider mitzvah, one more than a third, we get schar even in this world, because he says the Gemara Masechet Kedushin says, the Sefer Imrei Yesh explains that the Gemara Masechet Kedushin, the Aflam and Aleph on the Bay says, Godel Metzuvah Oysa Misha Ena Metzuvah Oysa. A mitzvah that we were obligated to do is greater than a mitzvah we're not obligated to do. Since it's greater, so that mitzvah, the schar for mitzvah that we're mitzvah v'oisa cannot be limited to a schar that's available ba'olam hazeh. So we only can get that schar ba'olam haba. Whereas a mitzvah that's ain't a mitzvah v'oisa, the extra third that you're spending on a mitzvah, that you're not obligated to spend an extra third on the fulfillment of a mitzvah, there, it's not such a great mitzvah. So we could get not such a great schar. What is not such a great schar? The mitzvah that's hid the mitzvah above a third. But it seems that the Paiskim say that if Baruch Hashem, there's an individual who is very wealthy or won a lottery, many Paiskim, the Rebbeinu Chanan Alau Sugya, are of the opinion that he should spend that money, he may spend extra money for a mitzvah. The Pnei Maven in Yerudei Simon Shin Yudalid actually doesn't agree, and he says you should never spend, you should, even a person who's Baruch Hashem, very comfortable, should not overdo spending a mitzvah. The Shalos HaTshuvos said, B'tzela Chochma, Chela Gimel, Simen, Sam Ches, Ois Ches, and Tes, has a discussion. The halacha is that regarding a mitzvah, Hoyle was Avid Bar Mitzvah, if an item was once used for a mitzvah, you should use it again for a mitzvah. And therefore, the halacha is that hadassim, if once hadassim that he used on Sukkos are still giving off a nice aroma, he should use those hadassim Matzah Shabbos for Bar Mina Psamim. So now he has a discussion. You have an esrig that was already used, or a dvar mitzvah that was an object that was already used for a mitzvah, but it's not as nice as something that was never used for a mitzvah. So what takes precedent? The concept of hid a mitzvah, to use the nicest thing available, or the concept if it was once used for a mitzvah, it should be again used for a mitzvah. And he clearly paskins, as much as there's a point to use something again and again, a dvar mitzvah, hid a mitzvah, which as we're learning and we began this discussion, maybe a deraisa takes precedence over anything, over any other consideration.